Blog Talk Radio.
For all the efforts you made, the sun has given its face. All the men that walked with him have turned and rolled away.
Another episode of Ministry Along the Way Radio.
Hello, happy Tuesday, everyone. It's been a while.
Yes,
we missed y'all.
Yes.
We're still here and you're still there.
Absolutely.
We've got listeners already.
Oh, yeah. Glad to report. Right.
Yes.
First off of that.
Yes.
Yes.
I kind of missed the blue room. We had a little break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're alive and you can take a break.
Yes.
And then we had shows that were archived, and so people were able to go back and listen.
But we're here.
Yes.
We're back.
Yes.
Glad to be back, too.
Yeah. I'm 40 now.
That's new.
Yes.
Last time I was here.
April 12th.
Well, happy belated birthday from Ministry Along the Way Radio.
Thank you.
Yeah, so it's been a while.
Yeah,
how's 40?
It's great.
I think so, too.
It's great. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. Sometimes I'm like, I'm 40. I can't believe I'm 40.
You're the third person to turn 40 this year that's kind of in my
circle.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
40
is good. 40 is amazing.
Yeah, I didn't think it would be.
It is.
I have to admit that. I didn't think it, you know, if you could talk to me when I was 20, you know, I didn't think.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm loving it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. I can't wait to see what's going to happen.
It gets better. Yeah. And I've always been told that by women.
Really?
When you get to your 40s, you're going to love it, and it's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I always tell me, I'm having the time of my life, and so, I'm on this party bus, and it's good.
It's good. You start to do a lot of reflecting, though. At least I found that I have.
Uh-huh.
And I'd love to do a topic, a show on that topic one day.
I kind of did that leading up to, you know, my birthday, like just thinking about, you know, all the things that I've done prior to and then where I am now.
Mm-hmm.
And just I have expectations, but not like a lot of, how should I say it? You know, nothing that can't And, you know, I'm just kind of relaxed. And
You just kind of come into your own, and you're not in such a rush anymore.
That's a good way to put it. Kind of seasoned
and like, okay, take it all in stride.
Yep, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's good. And Party looks good, so I have to just have to say, you know, I've tried to maintain this little body, so, you know, kind of pleased by that. And,
yeah.
You know, thank God for good health and all that other stuff.
Yeah. Well, welcome to this side of the bridge.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was a cousin of mine who made 40. I was like, come on in. It's great. Water's great. Come on in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it is. It's great. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for welcoming
me.
I'm in good company. So what we have going on today, Niecy?
The topic of our show is the resurrection and the life. That's what we're going to be talking about tonight. The work that Jesus Christ did on his earthly ministry, before the cross, on the cross, after the cross.
Powerful. It is.
Absolutely powerful.
We, just in case you all may be thinking like, okay, they're talking about the resurrection and, you know, it's not, you know, we've already passed Resurrection Sunday, Easter. But you can talk about this at any time, right?
Right.
We
it's
should.
Appropriate.
Yeah. It should be an ongoing discussion, right?
It should.
And one of those things when you said about reflecting, when I was about 38 is when I really fully appreciated the resurrection.
Okay.
So it was a really powerful thing. Like I was almost like a stealing this from Oprah, an aha moment. Like, I get it. I finally get it. And I so connected. And I remember, as a matter of fact, it was Easter Sunday and just sitting there weeping because I finally got it. So I'm glad that we're able to talk about this. And I'm interested to hear what some of the other folks have to say. You know?
I am too. And just along those lines, I want to go ahead and welcome you all who are listening to call in, add your voices to the conversation. You can call in by dialing 347-637-3604. And to talk to us, go ahead and press the number 1 on your telephone. We'll get the conversation started and going a little bit. And then by all means, jump in. Don't be shy. Don't be strangers. We want to hear from you.
Please, we really do. And so you've worded this really well. Because I would have just simply asked, what does the resurrection mean to you? But you set the creative bug. So I just want to read this because it is, I like the way that it's read. And so she has one of the songs I'm familiar with and you all may be. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified, freed me forever. One day he's coming back, oh, glorious day. Now, I would have sung that, y'all, but I don't want to hurt anybody's ears. So while it's true that Jesus, our glorious Savior, lived to die, let us remember that he also died to live. You see, he rose again, just as he said he would. And because Jesus was resurrected, we are guaranteed a resurrection.
Yes, indeed.
A new life.
Yes, indeed.
A new life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome.
It really is an awesome thought, and you know, it bears us. It almost requires us to think about this past. What the calendar tells us is Easter. What it designates as a time, because this is a part of who we are now.
Mm-hmm.
These new creatures that we are.
Mm-hmm.
This new life that we live.
Mm-hmm.
This is a signature part. We can't do without this. We can't not talk about this.
We cannot. But like I said, and I'm going to be that person for maybe somebody out there who's listening and just say, you know, yeah, I understand this was the day that Jesus rose. And, you know, a lot of people on Sunday, they bust down the doors to go to church on Easter Sunday. And I remember being one of those people.
And I think that's great. Just to say, I'm not
saying don't go.
That's great.
No, not saying it's not. But putting myself here, you know, and I would go because I knew that was a significant day and that Jesus Christ was resurrected. However, just really understanding what that meant for my life. And where you have the, where you have there that we were guaranteed a resurrection,
mm-hmm.
to put the connection that it wasn't, you know, just he rose, but it was so much meaning in that resurrection, the plan of that whole process that God had in place just for us. And that's what I meant when I said that, just getting that understanding that it was just in, and I'm not even talking about the commercialism of the Easter Bunny. I knew Jesus Christ. I knew, you know, the story behind the resurrection, but not fully, not fully knowing it, not fully comprehending or understanding it. And so, it's awesome that people knock down the doors, but
and hopefully when they do, they're getting something worth hearing when they do come there.
Absolutely.
That's what matters. Like, we got to hear. Let's not waste their time once they are here. Let's give them something meaningful while we're
right. So why did you put that last part there? What
about being guaranteed the resurrection?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know if we think often about that. We know that Jesus died and he rose again. He was resurrected, but then we kind of stop there. He's gone on to heaven, and we don't know that it applies to us in our lives as well.
Right.
So even beyond when we die, when we leave this earthly realm, what will be resurrected one day, and when he comes back, the dead in Christ are going to rise first. Or even beyond that, there's so much more. That same Christ who died so that we could live, it didn't stop there. That same power that rose him from the dead lives and dwells in us.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't just stop at salvation with us. He now gives us power to live. So it's all encompassed in that we died to our old selves. And for those of us who are baptized, that's a symbolism of being buried, and then we come up resurrected,
renewed.
So those in its symbolic meaning even would guarantee the resurrection there, but then we take it and apply it to our lives as we live.
As
he
lives right now.
Us this way. He didn't just save us and say, okay, you're saved now.
And that's it.
No. So he's going to continue to live. The grace that he gave us to save us is the same grace that's going to keep us while we yet live. And then we have so much more to look forward to when we do leave this earthly realm. It's ongoing. It
never stops. I'm so glad you said that, and I was waiting for you to get there. About the fact that that resurrection gave us the power to live right now here on earth as we exist in our human, you know, form, our bodies right now, to help us to live and navigate in this chaotic world.
Right. Because we face situations all the time that we might even term deem them as being dead.
Mm-hmm.
Some marriages might be dead. So just relationships between mothers and children, or fathers and children, work relationships. You might be facing a dead situation. Jesus
sickness.
Can resurrect
all of it.
Yes, while we live, he can bring life to our dead situation.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, I'm going to jump in right away. We ask that question.
Go ahead.
What does the resurrection mean? It means power.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get into more of that as our conversation develops, but I just want to say that right off the bat. It's the power.
But Demetria, even as you're talking about it, I do get overwhelmed, because just to know that, like, there was so much, so since we're talking about this whole 40 thing, right, so there was so much a part of my life where I lived, you know, on my own merit, at least I thought I was, and everything was, okay, I can do it, you know, I'll make it happen, I'll figure out a way, and when things got tough and I hit a brick wall, I'll have an A plan, I'll have a backup plan, I'll figure out a way. If I got discouraged, you know, I'll figure it out. It was a lot of I.
Right.
And now it's more or less like my backup plan is just the resurrection. Jesus lived. He rose. When he died on the cross and he bared our sins, that was another great gift. That was another great gift in itself. But then he rose. He lived so that we would have an opportunity to live and not try to carry all these burdens of what goes on in the world on our own. Like, give it to him.
We can't and we shouldn't.
Yeah.
We should not. We try to, but we need to realize that we should not. This powerful God, powerful enough to raise his son from the dead. And by the way, there were many people who were raised from the dead before Jesus was called.
Absolutely.
He performed the miracle. He raised Lazarus from the dead.
Come on. Come
but he is the only one who yet lives.
Yes.
And that's what makes the difference.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what makes the difference between his death and anybody else's.
And his death, was purposeful for us. It was purpose. For us, he was a sacrifice. You know, when we hear about all the sacrificial actions that in the Old Testament that they were doing and all that, he was the greatest sacrifice of them all. He was the main sacrifice for us. So his death was special in itself.
Right.
It was unlike any
right.
other. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's been letting us know. I just mentioned Lazarus when Jesus got the word that Lazarus was sick. And he kind of took his time about getting there. On his way there, one of Lazarus' sisters came out to meet him, and she's like,
Where were you?
He's too late. And
where were you?
Yeah.
Where were you?
He's too late. He's
gone.
And, you know, Jesus is trying to encourage her. You know what? She says, oh, I know he'll be in the resurrection.
Uh-huh.
And Jesus is saying, the resurrection
it's
is here and
he's
now
looking at
in
yes.
front of you.
Yes.
Did you believe it?
Yeah.
Did you believe it?
Mm-hmm.
He is here and now, even still. When I'm talking about Martha now and Lazarus and in that day,
mm-hmm.
I'm talking about right now.
Mm-hmm.
The resurrection is here. The resurrection and the life is here, so
yeah.
we can live in him. We've got some callers there. I did see one of you wanted to join the conversation, and I think you kind of dropped and called back. Go ahead and push that number one again, because I do see you on the switchboard. We'll keep talking until I see that you've pressed.
Yeah, because I want to hear what you have to
yeah.
say. You said something, and you there.
There you go.
I'm gonna
go ahead and add to the conversation.
Ah!
Go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Mindy. I'm calling from my car.
Hey, Mindy.
How y'all doing?
Hi, Mindy.
Mindy.
I recognize
how y'all
that
doing?
Voice. Good. How are you?
I'm good. I was listening to y'all on the resurrection. Awesome.
Good. I'm glad you were able to follow the conversation so far. Go ahead and give us your thoughts.
Okay, yeah, I was just like, got excited, you know, because, you know, without the resurrection, there's no new life. No new life, you know what I mean? When we,
right.
we give our lives to God and we become born again, my favorite scripture, Galatians 2:20, I've been crucified with Christ, I no longer live, but he lives in me,
yeah.
and the life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. And that's when the resurrection life begins, when we know that we are dead.
Yes.
We're no longer living, and now Christ lives in me, and it's a new life through the Spirit. And it's exciting because
right.
you don't know what's going to happen next. You don't know where the Lord or the Spirit of the Lord will lead you, but it's in new life
right.
and whatever he wants to do, raise the dead, miracles, all of that come from that resurrected life that can begin in every believer who believes.
That's right. That's
you know?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
so
right.
that's the exciting part. And I heard Demetria say, I think I heard you say, that it, you know, it doesn't just stop, you know, that when he died, it's the new life now that we live, you know?
Right.
And we're living Christ
you
in us, out to the world.
You said something that made me think, Mindy. You gave me a thought of something that you just said. Like, this is when that resurrected life begins, when we recognize that work. So
right.
it's possible to not recognize that and to not live a resurrected life.
And that's what I said. You just said a mouthful. And pretty much how I can describe how we're living before.
You're just
being saved.
Right.
But doing everything on my own.
Right. Right. Yeah. But Lindsay, were you able to hear what I just said?
Yes, I was. I was. And that's when that new life begins. You're absolutely right. You know, and that's it's exciting. You're absolutely right. It's the new life that we're now living with Christ inside of us. You know, and it's very exciting. I mean, we can do the work that Jesus did. He raised the dead, healed the sick, those miracles. Yes, and they're real
that's
today.
Right.
They're for all that believe. I did hear you. Yes. Amen. So, you know,
so
it's exciting.
To recognize that.
Yes,
we need to recognize
that.
Receive that.
Amen.
I was reading in the Bible in 1 Corinthians.
Uh-huh.
For some people, it's 1 Corinthians, the first chapter and the 18th verse.
Okay.
It says, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but to us which are saved, it is the power of God." It's foolishness, and they don't get it, and they are dying and don't recognize it.
They don't.
And what I want to do is encourage us, and whoever who has ears to hear, to let them hear, to live this thing, to embrace this thing. Don't let it just go over your head. That's easy.
Yeah.
We've done that year after year, right?
Yeah.
Before it connects to the So I'm just encouraging everybody who will listen to push past, you know, push past part, push past career.
Yes.
He lived, died, he rose again. Push past that. It's so much more. Look at the big picture.
He didn't just die and just rose again. Like, we know those things
happen. Right.
So that we can do what you all are talking about, so that we can live.
Right.
So that what Mindy talked about, that we actually now have the power to heal. We have the power to speak life into one another. So even in our own lives, we have the power to speak life to good situations in our lives. And so, we just go around doing just.
Right.
But the things that God had Jesus come to do, it was an assignment, Jesus was here on an assignment for our purpose. And just that alone, God didn't have to do that. Jesus was up there with his dad. Just relax. He did not have to come down here and do all that for us.
Yeah. Right. Mindy, I don't want to keep you tied on. If you want to listen and call back, please do that. And Carrie, you there listening? I'm going to love to hear from you.
Mindy, you know you're always welcome.
Wait,
Carrie,
I'm
going to
say that one more time.
You there?
Okay. Yes, I am.
Yes. Yes, yes. Well,
yes.
And then I was listening to y'all. I just said I can't hear, quite when to come in. But in closing, I would just say this to everything that y'all said, that the Word of God, He commissions us to go heal the sick and do all that. But He also says that the same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in us.
That's right.
And that is the power that's in us to do what we're commissioned to do in this world. And I heard y'all talking about that. So I just wanted to add that.
That's right.
It was so nice talking to y'all.
Thank you. All right. Mindy, keep listening and call us back if you want.
Literal phone call.
Okay.
Bye-bye. This is such a flexible show. We have our friends that call in, and Mindy, thank you so much for calling in. And I'm trying to pull up as she's talking. She just spoke about Romans, and I was pulling it up as she was talking, and I had it ready, but that was Romans chapter 8 and 11, where it says, But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. And so Mindy is correct. The same God that raised Jesus from the dead is the same God that will raise you and I from the dead. And, Dimitri, if you don't mind, when we talked about relationships, and I know we're going to talk about our relationship, you know, we're going to have a sister show to even have other people come on and talk about their siblings or what have you. But I look at even in our situation, that was a dead situation because we weren't communicating with each other, not because we had any ill feelings towards
each other. We weren't raised together.
We didn't know each other. But God still, that's an example of bringing life to a situation. That was a dead situation. I had a sister somewhere that I never had any connection with, that now God has brought us full circle. We're both experiencing our 40s together.
Mm-hmm.
and it's good. It's a good thing. I mean, we enjoy one another's company. I think she likes me, y'all. And so and I just look at that. That's just one of those things in my life that I know God had his hand in it.
Yeah.
Because I didn't do anything, you know, and you didn't. Yeah, it was nothing that we orchestrated or anything like that. And so that's what when we're talking about having life, you know, and just reviving situations in our lives that seem dead or dormant, it does not have to be that way.
Right.
It does not have to be that way.
And this is why I described the resurrection as the power a little while ago.
Yeah, I love
because
it.
Imagine this powerful God.
Yeah.
He raises his son from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
He now lives in us this power. I'm talking about power.
It's too much
that cannot be harnessed. Power like a raging storm. When you think about that kind of a power, you can't control that. So we're not meant to control him. We're not meant to control our own lives. We have to yield to that resurrection power. And he knows what he's doing. We don't always know what he's doing.
We don't know.
He's got control of that power. It's overwhelming, the power to defeat the grave. Come on.
It's
a
little
bit, ultimate victory.
It is the victory, the ultimate, the finite victory that continues to that allow us to have so many victories.
We think that is the end. The end is over. Everything's over. And this God has the power to defeat the grave.
Yes. Which allows
death? No.
No. And allows us to have so many victories in our lives. And I just keep plugging in on that. You said something that there are people out there who just kind of that escapes over them. And it can be for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
It's various reasons. I know in my life I just didn't connect it like that. Like I just didn't really comprehend it in that
mm-hmm.
way. There may be other, like you said, other reasons people just know, oh, he rose from the dead.
Right.
You know the song, and it's just, you know, just a story, a fable that people may even want to call it, but no, this was just something extraordinary.
Right.
It's something extraordinary that a God we serve can do something like that, like something like this, take two people who are on different ends of the state or wherever we were,
yeah.
and all of a sudden bring you full circle. Or have a sick child somewhere and a miracle happens in your life where that child has been healed or something like that. We've had a show before about strongholds, another dead situation. And just to hear that individual talk about his recovery
mm-hmm.
process and just how God had to adjust some things in his life.
Right.
It was a little uncomfortable, but he's certainly pleased with the adjustment because
mm-hmm.
where he is now. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He is a great, big, wonderful God, full of power and might. And we just minister all year to him.
Yes.
We minister all year to him. Let's go ahead and take a break.
And the person that I see, we have someone that's listening in through phone. And if you want to be a part of the conversation when we come back from the break, just press 1. We'd love to hear from you. We'll be right back.
Satan gleaned with pleasure that day at Calvary. For he thought he had won a mighty victory, and like him, all of the demons of hell began to cheer.
Thank you for holding on through our break. This is Ministry Along the Way Radio. My name is Demetria.
And I am Tanya.
And tonight's topic is the resurrection and the life. If you would like to listen in or call in and talk with us, you can do so by dialing 347-637-3604, and we would love to hear from you.
Yes, and so when we were leaving out, were you getting ready to say something when we were segueing out?
Well,
you were
talking about the power and, you know, that God has power even over death in the grave. And I just wanted to read from the book of Revelation, actually where, well, John, when he turns and he recognizes that it's Jesus, the resurrected Jesus, the one who had been to the cross, been to the grave, and had already ascended to heaven, and who is now talking to him. This was
because we're talking about John who walked with Jesus. He was
yes.
with him. Yes. Uh-huh.
So now Jesus has fulfilled his earthly ministry. He's gone to heaven, resurrected. He sat down on the right hand of the Father, and now here he is giving revelation to John. And when John turned and saw him in the 17th verse of Revelation 1, he says, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. Here he is. He knew he was in the presence of greatness and power, and he fell at his feet as if he were dead. And this is what Christ is. He comes, and he touches him. He lays his hand on him, and he says, don't be afraid. He says, for I am the first and the last. I am he who lived and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and of death. There he is. He's telling us point blank. I have destroyed death. Don't be afraid. You have nothing to fear. You are mine. You have nothing to fear.
Yes.
I think that's powerful. What a powerful,
yes.
powerful God.
Yes.
Again, all this power
we can't harness that. We can't stop a storm. We live in southeast Louisiana. We get hit with hurricanes like more than a little bit, right? We know what a powerful storm is. Imagine our God. He has that much power because he's the one who commands the storm and he controls the storm.
Okay.
He has even more power than that.
Yes.
And he is our God. And he loves us. And he's our loving Father. Something that, can you imagine, like, he's a, like a tame lion almost? You know, like a lion is a fierce, ferocious beast. You can, you know, you can potentially,
lion,
be, in a, you can potentially be in a bad situation with a
lion.
He's
a lion.
But here, he's like, I'm not here to harm you.
No.
I'm here to love you. I'm here to make you better. I'm here to make you right in my sight according to my standards.
To give you
all
everlasting
power,
life.
And we can still approach all that power. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
All that power, we don't have to be fearful of it.
Intimidated by it.
Oh, but we should respect it. We should reverence it. But we don't have to fear it as in dread and not wanting to approach. We can come boldly to this power and say, move in my life, God. I'm yielding to you. Obviously, I have no control, so I may as well admit it already. I have no control. I've been trying, but it's just come to my attention. If you didn't get it Easter Sunday morning, whatever the message was, the resurrection says you have no power of your own. Go ahead and yield to his. He knows how to do this.
He knows exactly what he's doing. And I'm glad you referenced John, you know, because one place a person can start just to get to, you know, to get to know Jesus just a little bit better is start with John, you know, and just read the book of John and just understand this gift that Jesus came to give us and just to understand him a little bit better and recognize his love. That there's so much love in Jesus.
And yes.
Yeah, we're not talking about a person that came here to judge us and to scold us. And, you know, there is some correction. But out of love, right, Mimi? And so I'm glad you referenced John and just starting with the book of John. If anybody is curious about what we're talking about, and you can just get a better of an understanding if you dig a little deeper and read there.
Yeah. But Jesus lets us know himself. In case you were wondering,
this is how
I have conquered death, hell, and the grave. In case you didn't know, I'm telling you.
But, you know, reminds me of a story I had, a conversation I had with a guy in Walmart, Mr. Alfred, a while back. And we were talking, and he's this really militant guy. And as we talked a little bit more, I realized why he was such a hardened person. I mean, very passionate. He's an advocate in the community, but he lost his son to a violent death. And anywho, he just talked about, you know, this one being the devil and all this, that. And let me tell you, this little bitty girl here, I was able to tell Mr. Alfred, you know, my elder, Mr. Alfred, you don't have to be fearful of the devil. Like, you don't have to be fearful of the boogeyman. I said, because Jesus already beat the boogeyman. He destroyed Satan. And we're reminded by that even if you go and look in Genesis, where it was already discussed about what was going to happen later on, that God, he already had this plan.
This was already a plan. No surprise.
It was already a plan that God was going to send us a Savior. And so you're putting that emphasis on it. Yes, he has defeated the grave. And defeating the grave also means we don't have to be afraid of Satan. We don't have to be afraid of this idea. Look, Satan, you are under our feet.
Right.
You are under. Jesus gave us that authority.
That's right. That's right.
Right.
That's right. And he even says, you know what? No man takes my life. I'm laying it down. So nobody took Jesus' life.
Yeah.
He decided, I'm laying it down. Just in case, that's another, just in case
you
want to
know.
So he was not, Jesus was not defeated when he went to that cross. It might have looked like it. I mean, sometimes appearances can be very deceiving.
Come on now.
But there was a purpose, a plan, like you said, from the beginning.
From the beginning.
No surprises to Jesus.
No surprises for the Father. It's nor to the Holy Spirit who he sent to speak of him.
When I saw that, you know, and that was going, having to go back and read a little bit more. But when I saw that, I kind of laughed. I said, God, you are something else. You knew. You know how we were going to be all throughout. I mean, you knew. And then you had this wonderful plan in place to come back. Just God could have just wiped out the, you know, he's done it before and said, forget these children, I'll start all over again.
Right.
But he loved us. He loved us just that much. I mean, you know, the Bible tells us that even the angels are at awe with how much God loves us. So when you hear things, when I hear things like that, Demetria, that's pretty much what changed my life. That God went through all this stuff just to give me another chance and another chance and another chance and another chance and to be able to experience life in its fullness. Like, not to, we keep saying, walk around dead. And I don't mean the physical debt. I'm glad you're putting emphasis on the fact that when you started off saying about dead situations, I mean, we don't have to live this life like we're dead. We had a show before, and we mentioned how sometimes famous people are going through so much, but they're just so empty. And we weren't using that example to say we're coming down on people who are famous because, I mean, folks have gifts that put them in certain positions, right? Mm-hmm. So, but to have all of that and still be empty, you know,
really, it's like, what a waste.
Yeah.
It is a waste. And, you know, just to know that we don't have to, it's like you really have to make up your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm starting to realize more and more that not everybody will hear. Not everybody will receive. And what I'm saying is hear. You might hear the same word.
But you don't.
I might hear the same word at the same time that you do. You might receive, I might not. So, again, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. And you know what? It's okay, because I'm finding out that that's the way Jesus approached it. And those are his words, not mine, by the way. He that has ears to hear, let him hear.
Uh-huh.
And he wasn't bothered by it. If he didn't have ears to hear, he went on.
Mm-hmm.
He went on.
So since you say that, let's pick a pen right there for a second. So as believers, when we're sharing with others, we're not to beat them down.
Not at all.
We're not to do that. If it's that person you should be, you know, I guess sharing with, you do that. And whether or not they receive it or not, you keep on moving and you go on to the next person and go on about your way. And you're right. Jesus has given us so many examples about how to address situations like that.
Other believers, because everybody's in different places.
Yeah.
And some, you know, the sower went about sowing seed, and some fell on the wayside, some fell amongst the stones, the thorns, and then some fell on the good ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know, same sower, same word that went forth. And those who had ears to hear, they received. And those who didn't, those three places, the wayside, the stony ground, and the thorns, they didn't have ears to hear.
Yeah.
They received the same word. So that even paints a picture of me, of everybody. The pastor's up here speaking and giving the same word, and it's just not being applied for whatever reason.
And I tell you, I was that, I guess, that lukewarm person or just that person going to church religiously when we talk about religion and that you can religiously do stuff, you know. And I would be there on Sunday morning, and I would be there Easter Sunday too, you know, knocking down at the balls like everybody else to get inside. But just not receiving it. And part of that, Demetria, was that I had to take accountability. Well, let me back up. God delivered me. Let me just say that. There was deliverance. And he got my attention through the deliverance. And when he did, I questioned a lot. Okay, now it was kind of like a, okay, you got my attention. Now what do you want?
Right.
What do you want from me? Literally. And then I just began to plug into his word. And once I did that, is where I started to get revelation on what all this meant to me. Still learning, and, you know, and thus so why you named this ministry along the way, because we're still learning along the way. But, I can remember that. I can kind of put myself in a place of somebody who was going to church day in and day out. But I will say for that person, that's a good place to start. That's a good place to be. You know, I was raised going to church. I knew how to go to church. I knew how to do all that. I knew how to stand and sing in the choir. I knew how to do that. But I just didn't have the relationship. Mm-hmm. So what I would say to somebody who's listening to us that, you know, that's going through that same course, keep on going. Keep on going. Keep seeking God. Keep asking Him questions. I mean, through your prayer and prayer, just simple conversation, mm-hmm. and He's going to answer. Mm-hmm. He's been answering you probably. He was answering me a lot. And I sometimes I just wasn't listening.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, it was just like, okay, you got me. You got my attention. So I just would just want to encourage that person.
Yeah,
keep going. You're in the right place.
And some of those things that the Lord will use to get our attention, I mean, it may not feel good for the moment. And I know that I can look back on things in my life and think, oh, God, that was some bad stuff, some horrible, heavy stuff. But you know what? I wouldn't trade it, and I can say that honestly. I wouldn't trade it because of who I am today, who I am in Christ today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I was just still Demetria here, but I was just in a better day, in a better situation, I still wouldn't be saying that. I could have done without that, but because I'm in Christ, that's what makes the difference and why I can say I can look back and I can see how He carried me and I can see how He taught me and I can see how He strengthened me. I can see how He built me up, and I can be grateful for that, that I at some point yielded to that resurrection power and said, you know what, here I am trying to keep living a dead situation. Let me just go ahead and die.
Give it up.
Let me just die.
And for people who are listening, we're like, Jesus, you take it. You please mm-hmm. take this burden from me and just yielding to Him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Again, no control. I have no control. And to come to that realization, some people, I think you might be facing that right now where you just need to go ahead and admit it out loud, look in the mirror or something and say, you know what? I don't have control over this situation. I need to just stop. I just need to stop. Stop and yield. Give God time to speak to you and settle yourself so that you're even able to hear His voice. There might be so much chaos going on around you that His voice is being lost in the noise of all of that.
You can't hear it.
You have to shut out all the outside noises. Just stop. Let His power do what it does.
And you really mean just stop.
I mean,
she really means
and don't
just
move.
Stop.
Don't move on anybody else's word until He tells you,
mm-hmm.
go now. There is a season, a wilderness season.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in it.
I second that.
You know, go through the wilderness season, and when it's time to come out, it'll be time to come out, and you'll know. You might have an uneasiness, just an unrest, and you'll know it's God's, you know, it's time for me to come out of this thing. He speaks.
And that experience can just be just a time of confusion. Like, you just
mm-hmm.
don't quite know what's going on. You just don't quite know the next move to make.
Right.
A person who, you know, maybe a job situation. Should I relocate?
Right.
We used to tag, or that new tag came about, reinventing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you're trying to figure out, how do I reinvent myself? And you're just in a space just trying to figure that out. And so what she's saying is just be still for a moment. You know, don't be so quick to make moves. And especially if you've gone to God
mm-hmm.
with it, you should allow Him to work,
right.
to kind of speak to you in some way, to let you know which move to take,
right.
What's the next step. Because everything is just, to be honest, y'all, I've realized that it's just, it's not worth getting so up in arms about. And I mean about anything. You know, I'm even starting to accept losing loved ones, death, better. I was one, I'm going to tell you, a funeral for me was a tough thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care if it was an elderly person, because we were always used to, you know, that
right.
nowadays it just seems like a lot of younger folks are passing.
Yeah.
But before, you know, if it was a grandfather, auntie, great, I was just, oh my goodness, it tore me up. And now I'm even resting in that, Demetria, that I understand that that's the process, and that that I'm going to have to go along that path,
right.
and that people I love are going to have to go there. What I am certain of now is where I'm going.
Yes.
Before, I didn't think about that. I did not think about that. I'm thinking everybody is going here. And so.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
It's so sweet. You just lost everybody.
Everybody's going. And so now, if there's any sadness, if I know a loved one that, in my own appearance, from my vantage point, because we still never know. It's not for us to determine who's going to heaven.
Right.
We don't determine a person's salvation. That's between that person and God. But, you know, when you just, from your standpoint, from just being an onlooker, you're like, I wonder if.
Mm-hmm.
So now I've been more or less, if there's somebody that I'm close with, to have that conversation, do you know Jesus? Do you know him? And just leave it at that. But do you know him? And if they say no, I don't want to hear it, that's fine. I did my part, Lord. I did my part, I asked. But, yeah, I've even been able to understand, to deal with death. Not even understand, because I still don't understand
right.
it, you know. But to deal with death better.
Mm-hmm.
I lost two cousins in one day last year, and I was able to deal with that. And that
is a lot.
Demetria, I got a phone call. My sister called me about one cousin. She's 31, died of a blood clot. I hung up with her, and LaFanya called me. I mean, back to back.
That is a whole
back
lot.
To back, 23 years old, diabetes. If you would have talked to me and that would have happened a couple of years ago, I would have been out of my God, what mm-hmm. are you doing? Just probably not even saying God, just crying from the
mm-hmm.
And I was able to really still weep.
Right.
Right. Still cry, still, you know, wow, but just was able to go through it a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm.
God made it a little bit easier for me. He made it more easier for me. Not a little bit, more easier that I'm able to even sit and talk about
yeah.
it and to know that all is well.
Yeah.
Like all is well. And we have to prepare ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
For that.
We do.
We have to prepare ourselves. Yeah.
We do. And once again, our God is able to bear us up
mm-hmm.
in the things that we face.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a lot of grief.
Yes.
And for one little person, I know there's many family members,
mm-hmm.
but for an individual to carry that kind of grief, it can be unbearable.
Yes.
You know, you don't know where that will bring you, how low it will bring you. But just be encouraged that our Father knows in that great power that I've been talking about, as fierce as it can be very comforting.
It sure can.
It's so loving.
It sure can. Yes.
There's so many facets to God.
Mm-hmm.
And just let him be who he wants to be in our lives. And
oh,
we'll experience whatever it is at the time that we're needing him to be. He's going
to
be there.
I think you need to say that part
mm-hmm.
again. Let him be
what he needs to be. That facet, that face that he's showing us of himself, that side of him for that particular situation, for that particular moment,
mm-hmm.
let him do that.
Mm-hmm.
Let him be the comforter if that's what the situation is calling for. But, oh, yes, let him correct. Let him, if that's what that situation is calling for, don't kick against the pricks. Don't fight against it. Go ahead and yield.
Mm-hmm.
It's a power that's too great.
There's
for
a lot of
you
love.
Can't fight against.
And
it.
There's a lot of love in the correction,
mm-hmm.
and not striving for perfection in the
world.
Yeah, because you know you're gonna mess
yeah.
up, and there's gonna
mm-hmm.
be times where we don't always get it right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, probably yesterday, I got up this morning, probably just didn't get something right.
Mm-hmm.
A thought that I may have had may not have been the kind of God we serve, and then the process that he had his son go through, all of that to bear
mm-hmm.
our sins, then the resurrection process to let us know
right.
that you'll be able to have new life even as you're living before
right.
you come to me and have
yes.
the everlasting life. That in a nutshell
mm-hmm.
is wonderful.
It is. It's freeing. So this power, this resurrection power does so much. It not only delivers, it sets us free. It keeps us free.
Yeah.
It's just ongoing. It's not there for just one thing. That resurrection power did not just raise Jesus from the dead and then stop.
Mm-mm.
It can continues to work. You know, think about something powerful, even the water from a dam, you know, that has to either be held back, you know, and sometimes we have to open the gates or the keys and let that water flow through for whatever reason. We again, I can reference where we live, Southeast Louisiana, during flood season and all that. When the river's too high, they have to go and open the locks, and the power of that force.
The force.
You know what? We can't. It's amazing, but in our yielding or in our not yielding, we can hold that power back. Isn't that something? Just something to think of. But if we yield and let that power come and do what it was meant to do with God, what, and that's whatever he wants to do, I can't sit here and say, oh, it came to do this, this, and this. It's whatever.
And that's some of the problems.
That's
we want to, yeah, we want to kind of pigeonhole, put God in a box, put Jesus in a box today, and at this time, at this moment, at this hour.
I'm telling you, he's not having it.
Yeah.
He's like, I am God.
Ask me, y'all. He's not having it.
He's not having it.
He's not having it.
I invited you.
He's not having it. He's not having it that way. Can I just share another thing, work-related? So I have new coworkers, and it's only three of us because we run a small now, you know, work in a small office, nonprofit. And one particular coworker was just giving us, I mean, it was an uncomfortable situation. Let me just say that. And I have to admit, this morning I was on my way to work, and I'm like, Lord, I just don't like her. You got to help me because this is a hot mess. Just to have the, you know, because seriously, you know, when you're thinking about how you can defend yourself, you know, against certain things, again, putting myself in a place, I know how to set you straight. But I'm trying to be, you know, be a good example, live right, you know, all of that. Just trying to be a good person and not be confrontational. And I'm literally on my way to work, and I'm like, this is uncomfortable. And I've had many conversations like this about this particular person. And also with my coworker. Well, we get to work, and we're on a conference call, and we find out that she's no longer there. And I wish her the best.
Yes.
And I've even prayed for her, and I have always through the situation. And I'm like, Lord, don't let any need she has go unmet. That was one thing, and that comes with growth and understanding what Jesus expects of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, because you have to pray for even your enemy,
right,
which is tough, but you have to. And so it wasn't a celebration like, oh, my gosh, and I hope something bad. Mm-hmm. No, it was relief because without me coming out of my character or stepping back to my old character, I would want to say, God took care of me. It was totally taken care of. And again, I know that he'll make certain that her needs are met too. Without, you know, I'm saying, tearing somebody else's world apart just to satisfy another. And that's the kind of guy we serve. And that was a treat today. I'm just like, my coworker and I were like, what? And I said, I told you we didn't have to do anything.
Yeah.
We did not have to do anything. Just stay faithful. And I mean stay faithful in him.
Right.
You know, bring that situation to him.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times I'll say, Jesus, get there before I do. And that's in anything. Get there before I do.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's another thing, again, a dead situation where you may be having confrontations or a tough time at work. Because everything doesn't have to be, I don't know, this big dramatic scene or whatever.
Right.
It can be Jesus, look, God cares about even the minor
things. He's well acquainted with every situation we're going through. We just need to bring it to him.
To bring it to him.
Let him in on it. And stop trying to handle it ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We want to so much be in control.
Yeah.
We have to understand. I mean, a lifetime of hits and misses, getting scraped up and beat up because we refuse to get it that we need to be yielding to him and to his will.
Yeah.
Can you believe once upon a time, and probably still now, some people used to pray, well, it is God's will. And people started shaking their fingers at them and say, it's God's will. It's in his word, it's in his will and all this. Well, hold on. You should be saying it is God's will. Mm-hmm. There is nothing wrong with that, but people were being corrected for thinking that way and saying, if it's God's will, you know, they want being faithless.
Because they it's in God's will.
If it's in God's will for my well, you ought to know it's in God's will. Well, hold on.
You don't know my relationship.
We don't even know tomorrow is promised with us.
Exactly.
Let's be real.
Right, right.
So, not even knowing that tomorrow, this next minute, second, hour is promised to us. It's
all right. What I love about the fact, you know, that Christ even let us know that when he leaves, he'll send us a comforter, and that
mm-hmm.
comforter is the Holy Spirit. And that even with us praying, you know, God will even give us, how should I say, he will give us a prayer posture. Like, he will even teach us how to pray through us talking to him. You know, I remember beginning to pray, and not the Our Father model prayer, but just starting to pray and just learning that it's just I'm talking to him.
Right.
And I even noticed that my prayer life has changed because I'm familiar with him.
Right.
I feel like I'm familiar. And I'm not stumbling for words. And not to say you always, sometimes I'm crying prayers and nothing comes out. Let me just be honest. But even with that, when people will tell you, and I'm saying this because, like you said, somebody's going to correct you and say, you shouldn't be saying anything. Even through that, my encouragement to anybody, if you're praying and saying, God, if it's in your will, say that, okay? And if God is ready to change the communication or, you know, have you say something else, believe me, he'll put it on your heart. He'll put it in your spirit to talk to him in another direction.
Mm-hmm.
It's just between you and him. And that's what I love.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the way you talk to him, Demetria, and the way I talk to him is probably two different
right.
ways.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's all good.
And just talk to him. Just talk to him.
And love him to talk.
And let him talk to you.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I had a pastor tell me, I met him in the airport, and I shared this with you before, when I said, you know, praying for my mate. And he said, well, if it may not be in God's will. And I said, well, you know, I've gotten to the place that I've asked God to line my desire for my life with your will for my life. Because Scripture does say that God will give us the desires of our heart. If he will give us the desire, not us giving a desire, if we commit our ways to him. And so if you're doing all of that, and he says, come to me with the desires of your heart, well, you're going to do that,
mm-hmm.
right? And so if you're praying for your desire, go right on ahead. And God will tell you when you should stop praying for that desire. That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't kind of, I agree with you about people telling people how to do what to do.
And I'm so cautious of that. I really, at least I try to be, and I try to be conscious of if that's being asked of me. And it's like, no, let God be God in your life. You know, give him the opportunity to speak to you himself. Meet with him. Get to know his voice.
You
said, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. So give him the opportunity to become the first person you go to, not somebody else.
Yeah.
Even with my husband, if I got a, you know, I hadn't been feeling well the
mm-hmm.
past, I'd say 2 weeks or more. But I didn't go to God with that first. Before I even just come and, you know, babe, I'm not feeling well today.
Mm-hmm.
How do you want me to handle this, Lord? How do you even want me to tell him? Because I know my husband's going to worry.
He's going to worry.
So I didn't want to just fly to him
call
and
me
tell
that's
him.
Gross.
I had
that's
to,
gross.
You know, wait a minute. Just let me go to God first.
But you
let's
know what that
God, yeah.
that calms you down.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, if you would have gone to your husband first, you probably would have been so worried. And then you
mm-hmm.
went to God, you went to your daddy,
mm-hmm.
you talked to him about your problem. Did it ease you a little bit there?
It did. And then it's just like, let's get out of God's way in other people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
To, you know, but please hear what I'm saying. We have to be there because he intended for us to be a living
mm-hmm.
body.
Mm-hmm.
So we need each other. But let the Holy Spirit be the Holy Spirit.
But you don't say that. Your thing is let the Lord
lead us to you. And
yeah.
I mean that. And
mm-hmm.
I may not follow that all the time, but I try to be conscious
of it. You're
not perfect,
but yeah.
I try to be conscious
mm-hmm.
of it. So I know there are times when I haven't paid attention to it. But
there's even times, and it'll come to your memory,
mm-hmm.
and you know, kind of like, oh, I didn't come to you first. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm learning to go to God with everything first. And there's times where I'll immediately pick up the phone and I'm going, and then I get out and I'm like, I didn't come to you first, I'm sorry. And but that's the thing about, you know what, it's almost, that's the relationship.
Right.
Seriously, that's the relationship we're talking about, that you feel like you've excluded the one and only. And so even if you do exclude him and you make those, you know, haphazard decisions and you go, yeah, he knows. And then you don't know, too, because you feel something's missing.
Mm-hmm.
But hold up. I didn't check with my Heavenly Father first. So that's just one of those things.
Right.
And I never feel like I'm going to get lightning is going to come down and strike me down. You know how we
question it
down. I know when I was young, it was like, God, I'll strike you down, you know, and all that. No, I just go, I didn't go to you first. I'm so sorry. And I think God understands, you know, and certainly the people that I do try to speak out now, I've already even prayed about those people that I go to that I do speak out. We are really moving with this conversation, and I think we are due for a quick break. Guys, we are talking about the resurrection in the life. This is Ministry Along the Way, and I am Tanya.
And I'm Demetria. And don't mind this song, because I'm just loving it. So this is the song you're going to hear all night long.
Jesus is alive.
Well,
we'll be right back, guys. Jesus is alive.
The sun has eaten its face. All the men that walk with him turned and rolled away. They crucified our Savior and laid him in a tomb. The life that once brought love and hope slipped away that afternoon. Satan gleamed with pleasure that day at Calvary, for he thought he had won a mighty victory, and like him, all of the demons of hell began to cheer. But little did they know that their end was drawing near. The early Sunday morning, just like Jesus said,
talking about the resurrection in the life. One of the things I want to encourage folks to do is to, if you still haven't fully understood the resurrection, to go to the Bible and just let it guide you. And really starting with the book of John, that's just my, you know, and I don't know if Demetria, if you suggest somewhere folks can kind of like read or study.
You know, there's so much that we have available to us now. We can get on this computer, we can Google, we can find out just about anything we want to know.
I know.
So it just depends on you.
Yeah.
And, you know,
Get in there.
Google the resurrection of Jesus Christ
and just start to glean and have some conversations with people. Take this beyond Easter Sunday, you know, and it's time to put all the baskets away and all of that other kind of stuff. You know, it goes on. That is just, that's on the calendar one day and plus Easter. Well, I'm not getting into all of that.
I refuse to go down that road, but we do know that Easter and the resurrection have nothing to do with each other, but it's just celebrated on the same day. I'll look at it that way. And I have nothing against anybody celebrating Easter. Do what you're going to do, you know? But just realize that the resurrection is exclusively to do with Jesus Christ and his ministry and what he came here to do on the earth for his body and for those who would be a part of his body.
And I hope we did a good job at kickstarting people's curiosity. And I'm sure some folks who are listening already knew.
Right.
So just for those who possibly did it, I hope that we kickstarted a conversation for you all to have with your loved ones and, you know, to kind of figure some things out for yourself. I'm the one that likes to kind of like share some experiences. That's just the way I kind of express my understanding of things. So I was coming back from D.C. on last week and flying in some horrible weather, guys. And it was a little scary. And sitting next to my coworker, he's going to get me for this, but whatever, he was just scared out of his mind. And he kind of had, you know, I'm just sitting there trying to remain calm because this was a little shaky. And this is what Demetria, when she said there's power in the resurrection. And even if power in the name of Jesus Christ, like, you know, before, again, me just saying Jesus. When I say Jesus now, y'all, I'm calling for my help. It's just not, and I really believe that there's power in that name. Matter of fact, I've seen it, you know, with me just calling on him when I need him. And so anyway, on this plane, and it's just it's horrific, and I'm like telling my coworker, put the shades down, stop looking at all of that. And finally, I was just at peace. And I said, you know what, Jesus, please hurry up and get us down from this plane. And Lord, dispatch your angels on the side of this plane and guide us. And I have to admit, I really believe that God was going to do that for me, for us that was on that plane. I just began to pray. And not only just during that whatever happened, for the first time in my life, I was just like, I know I have no control.
Yes.
And this bad boy go down.
There's nothing you can do about it, right?
And then I'm talking and praying underneath my breath, like, Lord, I'm, you know, not trying to get myself straight, y'all, because I already knew I was. And that's where I'm kind of leading to this thing about salvation is just having that guarantee, like Demetria put in the statement there, just having that guarantee of knowing where you're going to go and who you're going to be with. And I felt that guaranteed, and I never felt that before in my life that I know. So if this bad boy goes down, not that I wanted it to go down, I'm not being idiotic about that and, you know, trying to say all that, but I felt like it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, could you get us down?
Yeah.
In case it is what it is. And obviously I'm talking to you, so, you know, we landed safely.
Yeah. It's powerful. We all have to come to that place, and we just go through life, living life, and until we're faced with a moment like that, that you are faced with the fact that you have no control, sometimes we can fool ourselves into thinking we do have some say-so. We do have some control over our situations. Tanya, people are in their homes. We've been hearing this on the news. They've been sitting in their own homes, the so-called safety of their own homes, and people are invading their homes. And a father and his son were killed in their homes. They thought they were in the safety of their own homes. So what I'm saying is you don't necessarily have to be out and about somewhere where you shouldn't be, you know, at the wrong place at the wrong time. They were in the safety of their own homes and didn't know that night was going to be their last night on this side of heaven, this side of eternity.
Yeah, I understand.
And that's a powerful thing to be faced with in this moment. I realize I don't have control. And to know, they had
unfortunately, they knew that they were faced with a horrible situation, and invader had
once
come
the invader came, but still, so, just not going to bed at night, not
right.
even knowing that was going to happen.
Right.
And I know what you're saying. I am on this plane. I cannot
you
land.
You can't do anything.
And I've been, mm-hmm. yeah, and I've been on airplanes before in inclement weather. I
right.
have been. But and the reason I try to use these examples, guys, is because you know, just try to really speak to the person that maybe a new believer in Christ or may not be a believer, however you want to term it, to know that there's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And before, you know, I can tell you countless times flying and coming through bad weather, and I'm just shaking in my boots,
mm-hmm.
you know, thinking if I had a parachute, if I had this, and I'm telling you the truth, if I had a parachute or what if I had, okay, if it lands, and trying to think of all these safeguards,
yes.
and trust me, when it goes down, it goes
right.
down. This particular time, I'm up there, and it was a hot mess, and I was just so calm. So the lady in front of me, she said, she's like, how did you back there just giggling? You know, because I'm trying to show my coworker pictures to kind of
distract him.
Yeah, and that's what the giggling was all about. But I was calm,
mm-hmm.
and I really said, if this is the time, I just know, God, that
mm-hmm.
I've been right with you enough that you've given me this gift of salvation. So, you know, if we can leave anywhere with this conversation,
mm-hmm.
hopefully that we've encouraged you guys to just find a little bit more about the resurrection, ponder about what it means to you a little bit more, and then also, you know, look at the gift of salvation that came out of all of that. And
right,
yeah.
and just go through the rest of your days having that same assurance that Tanyelle is speaking about, in knowing that on the other side of eternity, you know where you're going to be. You're going to be in the presence of the one who made you, the one who created you, the one who is preparing a place. I would hope that you have received his invitation to come into his kingdom. If you have not, again, I'm going to say it this way, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. I hope you are one with ears to hear tonight. Take the opportunity to examine yourself. This is what that resurrection power is about. Remember, Jesus said he is the resurrection and the life. He's the resurrection and the life. You can live your life in him this side of heaven in calm assurance, knowing that your eternity is going to be spent with him. That's assurance.
Mm-hmm.
That's assurance in that power that has come to do what you cannot do. So I'm just going to believe God that we're speaking to somebody tonight who's considering, who's at a crossroads in their life, and you're coming to the conclusion that you don't have control. It's a good place to be. Go with that. Go ahead and yield and face the fact that you don't have control. Yield it to the one who made you. Yield it to the one who prepared a way for you, who sent his son to die for you, and not only die for you, but to also live for you.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one who's there, seated on the right hand of the Father, praying for us yet and still, making intercession for us right now, today. And it's by design, I would think, that we're talking about these things tonight. It's not an accident.
Yes.
Take the opportunity. Don't let it pass you by. Come into his fold, come into his family. He is alive, Jesus Christ, the resurrection and the life, and he wants to live his life through you.
Amen.
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 Amen. For all the the sun has the men that walked with him had turned and rolled away. They crucified our Savior and laid him in a tomb. The life that once brought love and hope slipped away that afternoon. Satan gleamed with pleasure that day at Calvary, for he thought he had won. and like him, all of the demons of hell began to cheer. But little did they know that their tears were drawing near. Early Sunday morning, just like Jesus said, the grave has no more shame. Hallelujah.